You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. 12 Oakland County communities are still under a boil water alert as repairs continue on a water main break that's been called unprecedented. With us now, Oakland County Water Resources Commissioner Jim Nash. Jim, where are things right now? Where do things stand?
Well, last I heard that they've ordered the pipe and they're waiting to come in. They're expecting to have it in by tonight, but that was their original timeline. So I haven't heard anything since then. But if it is in tonight, they're expecting to be able to do the testing by Friday and hopefully have this boil water lifted by Friday evening.
Because we're looking at, how many people in Oakland County at this point are boiling water or have no water?
Well, as of last night, it was 51,000. I think it's shrunk to less than that now, though, you know, for folks getting their water back, they can use it for showering, washing clothes and things, but they really shouldn't consume it for until we've had our testing done.
And then how many are boiling water?
You know, I couldn't tell you an exact number right now. It was over 300,000 at the beginning of this, but I'm not sure exactly. I know that some of them have come back on, although I'm not sure about the testing. In the communities we serve, we wait until the pressure is fully resolved before we start the testing because it could relapse and we don't want to have to test twice.
Now, and you're talking some quarter of a million people. That is a pretty sizable event. And this was a 48-inch water line that failed that was installed in 1970. And I know the Great Lakes Water Authority says it's in the middle of its service life. Is this a canary in a coal mine in your view or a one-off that you hope won't happen again?
Well, it points out how much of an effect a small system failure can have. And we can have a huge number of people affected by something like this. So it's something that we always have to make sure we understand. Operation maintenance is how we judge how systems can last. And the better operations and maintenance you do, the longer a system will last. Like you said, 47-year-old system and a pipe this large is not very old at all, really. So we haven't seen anything as to the exact cause of what happened yet. That's something they'll decide once they've finished doing what they need to do to get service back.
Big picture question then. How are you feel about the condition of Oakland County's water infrastructure? When you're thinking about it, lying there at night thinking about it, how concerned are you?
Well, you know, this is always a concerning thing. Generally speaking, the communities themselves deal with the drinking water side. We do more with the sewage and the stormwater issues for my office. So we operate and maintain a bunch of the communities that are affected, Farmington Hills, Commerce, a few of the others. But our operations are contingent on what the Great Lakes Water Authority does. So once they've finished with their work, then we will take that over and, you know, do our testing for our customers. But long term, this is our infrastructure needs a lot of work. Detroit is the oldest part of this infrastructure, and they need the most repairs. On the drinking water side, we have fairly new into the suburbs. We have fairly new infrastructure, so it's not as aging an infrastructure issue as in the sewer and stormwater side.
I recently talked with Ronald Brenke, who's the executive director of the Michigan section of the American Society of Civil Engineers, and we were talking about the Fraser sinkhole. But he made the point that as a state, we're going to see more water main breaks and more sinkholes unless we come up with the revenue to update our aging water and sewer infrastructure. Kind of that out of sight, out of mind approach isn't going to work any longer.
Absolutely. Everybody knows where the potholes are, but nobody knows where the breaks are until they happen for the average person. So that's why operations and maintenance, when we're doing asset management, that's vitally important. We have to make sure all our assets are maintained the best they can be. Like I said, the sewer side and the stormwater side are the older infrastructure. So those are the ones that have the most issues. That's why the Fraser sinkhole was a sewer line. And we can do much more in pipe asset management than we can in a water line because water is under pressure and there's a lot more technical issues around that. But on the sewer side, that's where a lot of our work is going to have to be done in the next 15, 20 years. And we are responsible for the welfare of the Great Lakes, being the Great Lakes State. And it's a moral responsibility that we have to make sure that what we do isn't going to have a long-term impact on the lakes.
Are you getting the revenue you need from Lansing, the support you need from Lansing in order to do what you want to do to maintain the water and sewer infrastructure in Oakland County, or is there more that you could use?
I would like to do more. Again, tends to be in the older communities, it tends to be the least economically advanced communities, like in Pontiac here in Oakland County. It's one of the older in terms of infrastructure, but it's also one of the poorer communities, so they have much less of a economic base to pay for all these things. If especially the economically disadvantaged communities really need a hand with this stuff, and the state can really step in there. Mostly, though, in Michigan, it's a local responsibility. The local ratepayers are the ones that pay all the costs of doing it. It used to be more funded by the state and federal governments, but that's dropped off in the past 10, 15 years, and it's really only entirely up to the local folks. We could use a lot of help from the state. It would be the long-term good of our infrastructure has to be maintained, and we need help from the state for that.
Jim Nash, Oakland County Water Resources Commissioner. Thanks so much for your time, Jim.
Glad to be here. Thanks.